Honda's corporate image could take a hit. Could this be the original spindle grill? And how autonomous cars could supercharge the global economy. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 25th of 2014. Honda has one of the best corporate images in the business, but it's now facing a fine from the U.S. government because it did not report a significant amount of injuries and deaths that involved its cars. Honda admitted to NHTSA it did not disclose over 1,700 injury or death claims going back to 2003. The agency is still conducting an investigation, which could lead to Honda being fined a maximum of $35 million. But here's our out-of-line insight. We would not be surprised to see the Department of Justice get involved. And remember, it fined Toyota $1.2 billion for misleading statements about safety issues in its vehicles. Honda's actions are not as serious as Toyota's, but the political climate in Washington right now is to take no prisoners when it comes to automotive safety. Even though the global automotive industry is facing headwinds in Europe, Japan, China, and most of South America, new car sales just keep going up and up and up. For the first 10 months of this year, automakers sold 71 million new cars, trucks, and buses. That's up 2.3% from a year ago. And that puts the industry on pace to sell more than 85 million vehicles for the year. Many analysts believe the global industry will hit 100 million vehicles before this decade is out. Automakers keep trying to outdo each other at auto shows. Check out what Audi did at LA, where it turned a portion of its display into one gigantic tablet. It's an interactive mural that allows up to six users at a time experiencing Audi's vehicles and core technologies. It's a pretty cool way to get people interacting with your vehicles, but we're still waiting for someone to incorporate augmented reality into their display. Hey, still to come, China may let you buy a new car even if you've never taken any driver training. One of our viewers thinks this could be the original spindle grill and how autonomous cars could turbocharge the global economy.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
China has the largest auto market in the world, but it wants to encourage even more people to buy a set of shiny new wheels. But we don't like this idea at all. Bloomberg reports that China is thinking about allowing citizens to skip driving lessons before taking the test to get their license. Those lessons can cost up to $1,500, and waiving this requirement would obviously make it easier to get a license. But China already has the highest traffic accident rate in the world. Officially, 100,000 people are killed in motor vehicle accidents a year. Unofficially, some safety advocates say the number is really 200,000. Whoops, we need to make a correction here. In our V6 comparison of the new F-150's fuel economy compared to the Ram 1500, we use the fuel economy of the EcoDiesel, not the gasoline V6. So instead of supposedly getting three more miles per gallon, we should have said the Ram gets one more mile per gallon better than the Ford. Oh! Thanks to my AAH co-host Gary Vasilash for catching our mistake. Hey, did you see our LA Auto Show coverage? We've got a collection of short interviews with top automotive executives showing off their newest cars, and we've got a link in the show notes that will take you to the one page that will let you watch them all. These days, it seems like there's no new movie ideas coming out of Hollywood, but at times, you could say the same thing about the auto industry. So Gary from Florida wrote in to say he thinks Lexus may have got its spindle grill design from the 1960s Plymouth Fury. He says he sees Lexus all over this and adds, as the saying goes, there's nothing new under the sun. What do you think? Did Lexus designers take a look at the Fury and say, hey, this might work? And who do you think did it better, Lexus or Plymouth? Let us know in the comments section. And coming up next, how autonomous cars could provide the global economy with the greatest stimulus program the world has ever seen.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like BetaMate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetaMate.com.
The auto industry has its own dictionary of acronyms, abbreviations, and dedicated jargon. So now you can add AVs to the list. That's what they're calling autonomous vehicles. We can argue where and when AVs will first be sold to the public, but there's no question they are on the way. Level 4 cars, which is how NHTSA defines full autonomy, where you would not even need a steering wheel, could supercharge the global economy. A study from Morgan Stanley says that the global savings from AVs could come to $5.6 trillion. That's more than the entire GDP of Japan. Morgan Stanley says those savings would come from fewer traffic accidents, fewer fatalities, lower fuel consumption, and greater productivity. In fact, it says with people working in their cars instead of driving them, global productivity will shoot up by more than $500 billion. In the United States alone, the study says $1.3 trillion in savings will boost the economy. Others suggest that a dramatic reduction in traffic accidents will free up so many hospitals and medical facilities that it will slash healthcare costs. There are still plenty of technical, legal, and legislative kinks to be worked out before the world is ready for AVs, but these stats show how beneficial and transformative this technology could turn out to be. Anyway, that brings us to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching.